everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Pastor Cam Mitchell claims his ex-wife was for the streets.
Ooh.
We're gonna sip on that orange soda, baby.
And Taye Diggs isn't feeling his new face. We'll explain.
Also, time is ticking, so later on, we're gonna chop it up with the Masked Singer's clock, Thelma Houston. So,
let's get this started.
Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go. Okay, guys, well, Kansas City Chiefs player Harrison Butker's commencement address for the Benedictine College was not a touchdown.
Oh.
So Harrison had a message for the women who are a part of the graduating class of 2024. Listen to this.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
Oh.
He said this in 2024.
He said this just a couple days ago. Then he went on to get choked up with tears when he mentioned how his wife embraced one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. Mm-hmm. Now, why would he say this? Why would you say this to a bunch of women who just graduated from college?
But he looks like the type of person that would say this to a bunch of women who graduated from college. He has that look.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's absolutely anything wrong at all if someone does want to be a homemaker and just get married and stay home and have kids. I think that's great, too. But college is usually full of a lot of career women.
You know? Like, women who have aspirations.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Don't let the air out of the tires of all the women who just paid all that tuition money to get accredited so they can go get them jobs.
To get a degree.
But why are we attacking this man? He said what he felt. That's how he felt. That's what he thought.
Well, he could have thought that somewhere else.
We're not attacking this man. We're saying how we feel.
I've been trying to become a homemaker for years, and so I'm looking for a high-powered, well-paid woman who's very career-oriented.
Well, there's a lot of that in Atlanta, too. You're in the right city.
I feel sorry if his wife wanted to do something with their life.
Right?
Yeah. She married him, honey.
It's funny how it works out for people once they have
her
NFL money, you know.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Baby, this dish right here is all of that. So, Cam Mitchell pulled up to Club Shay Shay and dished a good old burger with all the fixings about his ex-wife, Tyesha Hampton. So here's what Pastor Mitchell had to say. The man claimed Tyesha got pregnant by multiple men during their marriage, and he stayed like a dummy. But Tyesha slid onto everybody's timeline with some tea of her own and said this. She said she never cheated. She even went as far as saying Kel was a liar, a cheater, a beater, a sex addict, and she claimed she walked in on him with a man.
Not the egg sauce.
So whose side of the story are y'all on? Is it Kel or is it Tyesha?
I'm on Tyesha's side, damn it. Mm-hmm. Because what happened to him and Keenan?
Keenan went on to become a gigantic star. What are you talking about?
I said, what happened to him and Keenan?
What?
One went on SNL, the other one didn't go on the audition.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, he says that him and Keenan, their friendship broke up because people were whispering in both of their ears about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were broken
people
up for a while.
Though.
Yeah.
But I think Tyesha, she has no reason to lie. How you gonna say your damn wife was with multiple men, got pregnant for multiple
and
men?
That's her reason to lie, to get back at him when he's saying she out in the street. He like, she's like, you gonna say that about me? Then I'm gonna say this about
you. Yeah, because she hit the whole list.
Her
this,
side,
this.
His side, and then
how you get pregnant for multiple men? That means she have a bunch of babies in her?
But
no.
Maybe not in her.
Well, but the thing too, on the podcast, he said she got pregnant by other men and had kids that weren't his before he got married to her and knew this and still got married to her.
He did say during the interview that they had stopped having sex.
True.
Which can be a little bit of a red flag in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like he just stopped having sex and she continued.
Sound like, yeah. Also another red flag.
Well, y'all, Tay Diggs says he's giving ooh, 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 ah, 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 with his new look. He hit the gram to show off his completely bare, freshly shaven face for a new movie role and made a whole jingle about how much he doesn't like it. Look at this.
Really don't like what I see. I don't like my upper lip. It makes me feel like a monkey. A monkey, monkey, monkey. I don't like to look like a monkey. I don't like to look like it. I don't.
He looked like Seal.
Look
like
exactly. Oh my.
Or like
God.
In a video game when you're creating a character and you're just getting started. You haven't had none of the features or nothing yet.
The generic starting place.
But that's kind of how he looked when he first came out. Except he had hair up top, which kind of balanced everything out.
Right.
He looked like that when what Stella Got a Groove Back. Mm-hmm. That's when he played in that.
That's how he had hair then.
That's why Dina probably left him. He looked like a monkey. I don't know.
I think he look like Kim. Nah, no, stop loving you, hey girl.
All right, Baby Reindeer is one of the hottest shows on Netflix right now. Everybody's talking about it. And in case you don't know, it's billed as a true story about Donnie, an aspiring comedian, and a lawyer named Martha who stalks him. Well, after the internet tracked her down, as they do, a lawyer named Fiona Harvey went on Piers Morgan Uncensored on YouTube and confirmed that she's the real-life Martha, but downplayed the accusations made in the show. Now, reportedly, Piers paid her the huge sum of about $315 for the now viral interview, but Fiona says she didn't sign a contract for the interview, and she feels that Piers used her for clicks, and now she's sinking £1 million, or about 1.25 million American bucks, and apparently she's planning to sue Netflix and the show's creator, Richard Gadd, for defamation. Jesse, you have been talking about this show. Yep. Should Piers be worried that she might start harassing him?
No, I don't think she's gonna start harassing him. My thing is this, ain't you a lawyer? Yeah. Ain't you a lawyer? So you didn't look at the terms and conditions before you went on
and
there?
You took $300.
Right, you took that.
You knew that before you signed on the dotted line. Exactly. Like.
When someone from a YouTube show, or any show for that fact, reaches out to you, they are reaching out to you because they want clicks.
Of course.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
They didn't sign you for your fashion sense. Yeah. You know, they wanted to know about the story.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp is out here like, I just want a real good conversation.
Right.
The lady, Martha's a lawyer. The lady's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
But why would she want clicks? She's a lawyer.
She doesn't want him. Piers
wants the clicks.
But Piers is getting enough trouble with every damn body. I thought he was banned.
No.
Oh. Well, not from YouTube. YouTube hasn't banned him yet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. He's banned from here.
$315.
Okay, y'all. So the show GMA3 is probably best known for the TJ Holmes and the Amy Robach controversy. And now there's a new scandal there, if you want to call it that. So DeMarco Morgan, go DeMarco, who replaced TJ, recently posted pics of himself in biker shorts, and they don't leave much to the imagination.
I like how to make it less obvious, we put a giant eggplant over it.
Yeah.
Well, it seems the staffers at the show now have beef, pun intended, with him because they asked him to take down the pictures, but he reportedly won't because he thinks they're overreacting. So do y'all think that he's correct, or should the coworkers have him delete the
photo? All you gotta do is keep scrolling. Okay. Are you being enticed? Do you feel like you're about to get Robuxed because you like what you saw?
Okay.
Like, come on now.
He gonna
He's
learn
got
this.
Tight outfit. It's just what it is.
It's a bicycle.
Yeah.
But these Negroes gonna learn you cannot wear these type of outfits and working with these white women. Period. That's how TJ Holmes lost his damn job. And he gonna learn yet, honey. They gonna learn that.
TJ wore biker shorts to church to work.
And honey, Miss Sting was right there looking, honey, and cheating on her husband.
TJ and Amy started training for that marathon together.
Oh.
And he was wearing bicycle pants.
When you see people how they look sweaty, and they're like, you know, usually that's like their kind of almost worst moment. So like you can go from there and be like, all right, cool, I can do this.
If you are attracted to someone in gym clothes when they're not looking good, they are hot.
Oh wow.
Because when they spruce up, right? Baby.
Yeah. Mm.
He also knew. He knew what he was doing in these photos. Just like,
he's blessed. What you want him to do? Well, hide his blessings?
He's supposed to tuck and not let none of that show.
Wow.
Oh my God. Up next, is Cardi B too busy serving macaroni in a pot? Because she's not serving up a new album anytime soon. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Well, looks like Sophie Turner is praising Taylor Swift after lending her a helping hand. Aww. So in a recent British Vogue interview, Sophie revealed that T.S. let her stay in her New York apartment amid her divorce with Joe Jonas. She said this, Taylor was absolutely a hero to me this year. Now, get to this tea. Sophie met Taylor approximately about 10 years ago, but they were not as close initially because Taylor also dated Joe briefly in 2008. But what y'all think about Taylor doing this for Sophie amid her little divorce? Is that kind of a little get back? Do I sense a little get back?
A little get back of Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you went through, girl.
Yeah.
I went through the same thing. Yeah.
Kind of a little support group.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know about that, honey. It makes it look like, honey, Taylor's over here like, you can stay in my apartment, honey, but the bastard don't want you no more like he didn't want me. So here, have a place to stay.
I don't think Taylor cares at all.
Gary, you're so inside Taylor Swift's head. You wouldn't let a friend stay at your place if he was going through a hard time?
No, I mean, if he was a friend, but if he dated one of my friends, no, I wouldn't.
Even if he was going through a hard time?
Well, it depends on how hard the time is.
Well, despite assuring fans early in the year that she was dropping a new album, it seems that Cardi B has since walked back on that statement after beefing with a fan online. So a fan was mocking Cardi's past promises that she's dropping a new album in 2024, and this apparently didn't sit well with Cardi B. She snapped back in a now-deleted tweet, "No, it's just annoying. This means a lot to me, and it's always a complaint and crying from this dumb fan base." Now, the back and forth between the two it kept going on for a while with the fans suggesting that Cardi B can't handle an honest opinion. What y'all think is going on? Is Cardi stalling? Y'all think she scared or nervous?
There's a lot of pressure. Sophomore jinx is a real thing that people fear. But like, yo, your last album came out like 2016, 2017.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been patiently waiting for all this time.
Well,
and we get all these pump fakes.
Well, you've been patiently waiting. I don't know.
But I like her first album.
Each song she's been on has been like a hit.
The thing is, I think Cardi B just trying to do like Rihanna and all the other ones did.
What?
They didn't make albums. Rihanna ain't made albums since when? So they phase it into all these other things, some products, makeup, clothing line, and all that stuff.
Well,
so
Rihanna is a billionaire, and we don't see Rihanna sitting up online arguing with her fan base and calling her own fan base dumb.
But I miss when she used to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Rihanna was a savage and was like the clapback, I miss that era of Rihanna.
That's just what Cardi does, though. She's been doing that and in touch with her, you know, her fans for a long time. She talks back to them. She'll fuss with them. She'll cry with them. You know, she talks and communicates
Bronx
with
things.
Them.
Yeah, she's not in the studio, so she has time.
It's a song out now, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, which one?
I'm about to call Diamond. Nuck if you buck.
Sounds like something she would say.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like none of these rappers know.
It's on the radio every day.
Oh, but y'all still guessing, is it or isn't it?
I just don't know the words.
Anyway. The Masked Singer season finale is next week, but unfortunately, Thelma Houston, a.k.a. The Clock, ran out of time, but she had time for us. She dished it with us right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
This week on The Masked Singer was the semifinals and the singers was singing, honey. Unfortunately, the clock's time ran out and was eliminated. Oh. But that means we get to talk to a legend! Please welcome the artist formerly known as The Clock, singer Thelma Houston!
Hey, everybody!
Hey!
So, what was your first reaction when you were approached to do the show, Thelma?
Well, I always thought that this show to me looked like they were having so much fun. And Halloween is probably my favorite holiday. So I thought, well, now I would really like to do this.
Well, speaking of other material, the judges really threw out some great guesses like Janet Jackson, Stephanie Mills, but Rita knew it was you under the mask. Were there any guesses that caught you off guard? Anything that surprised you?
They all caught me off guard. I didn't see how they came to those conclusions.
Yeah. So, Miss Thelma, let's get into your costume. So why the clock?
Well, they selected the outfit for me, and they said that it was one that they had, you know, for a long time, but they hadn't found the person for it yet. And the idea of it is that it's timeless. That's what it was supposed to be representing. Mm. And so I think because I've been in the business like over 50 years.
Is there a chance of you doing a duet with another timeless clock wielding individual, Flavor Flav, who's also known for donning a clock?
Well, if he can bring it.
He do a little bit of everything. He play like 15, 11 instruments and he sings sometimes. But you know, the range is questionable, but you know.
Hey, why not? Yeah.
So, Ms. Templeton, I just love your song, Don't Leave Me This Way, honey. That's one of my favorite songs. Yes,
oh,
honey.
Thank you.
Ms. Templeton, men always leave me this way. Oh, so, do you have any advice for me?
Oh, Gary.
I can't survive.
Well, Gary, I don't know why the prize you are winning. Should nobody be leaving you. You should be the one who's leaving.
Nah, that's what I say. That's what I said, honey.
That's what I say, too.
So, what's the craziest lie you had to make up about being on the show?
That when people would ask me, is that you? That sounds just like you. I said, really? You think so?
Thelma, what can we expect next from you? You're so amazing.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Brad. I just released, as a matter of fact, it was released, the official release say it was yesterday. I released the song Love Train that was originally recorded by the OJs.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. So you can get it or listen to it on the Spotify, you know, all those music programs that you young people listen to.
Is it true that you had a young Romeo Blue, a.k.a. Lenny Kravitz, write on one of your albums? And did you know back then he was going to be a superstar?
Well, I knew that he was very, very talented. He had such a wonderful way to me of writing for women. I'm not surprised at the star he is.
Love to see the two stars collide and make something magical. Well, yo, Miss Houston, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Be sure you check out our new single and don't miss The Masked Singer every Wednesday night on Fox, because you never know who's under the mask. And y'all stay right there, because it's more Dish Nation after the break.
Yay. Thank you guys so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I hate to say it, but it's the last segment of the day, so...
Dish is here!
Well, a Major League Soccer game between Philadelphia and New York City was paused for several minutes Wednesday night after this happened. Check it out.
Oh, he's going in.
Love it.
Wow, that's a big bull.
Yeah, that dude's healthy. That raccoon stormed the field. The raccoon is seen running up and down the field while several stadium workers use trash cans and other objects to try and catch him. Do you think fans are more entertained by the raccoon than the game?
Yeah, that is definitely some good halftime entertainment. Yeah. You know, because like them soccer games be boring sometimes.
Had he stood up on his back legs, I bet they would have stopped chasing him.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? Like that kangaroo.
That kangaroo energy.
And the crazy thing about raccoons is like you look at a raccoon, you think it's like cute and cuddly, like maybe saw them on shirt tails back in the day. Yeah. Man, it'll tear you up, man. For real. Like I was hoping they actually got their hands on it just so they could see what happens.
And they running with a damn garbage can, like some food. Had there been a black man, honey, wouldn't have had that problem.
What? Is he just gonna grab the raccoon?
I wouldn't even have chased it.
Me neither.
Yeah,
cause he gonna turn around.
Yeah, he will turn around eventually.
What would y'all do if a raccoon showed up to Dish Nation right now?
Run.
It's by my foot, I'll kick it, damn it, run.
You would play with it. That's an animal.
You got to ply them with snacks. We could leave him a little snack trail out of the studio.
I got a whole bunch of snacks in my purse that I'd be stealing from the kitchen.
Oh, he's going home with you then.
All right, fam. Well, that's all the time we got today. But we have Chris Hemsworth dishing about his new movie and much, much more in the next Dish Nation. So make sure you don't miss that, y'all. See you next time. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.